Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose.
No girl likes a guy who's a passenger princess on the third date. The fourth, maybe, but not the third.
And Breezy.
Without social media, cheating rates would be at an all-time low. There, I said it.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Happy Thursday. I ran over my neighbor's dog when backing out of the driveway. They called the police and threatened to sue me. Mm-hmm. Yes, I feel horrible about the situation. This is the message we got from Brian. So Brian is in a little bit of a pickle.
Oh, Bri guy, what's going on, buddies?
He goes on to say, their dog ran into my driveway when I was backing out. I live in Hilton. There's a lot of land around me, and people tend to keep their dogs off leashes, especially when walking them in the neighborhood. But I need to know if they have a case against me. Thanks for any help on this. My neighbor has been a real headache since last Friday. Brian also took this question to Facebook, and some are saying, no, don't sweat it, while others are saying, people are crazy. You should really get a lawyer.
So we have a couple of texts coming in right now. Right off the bat, this person saying there is a leash law. It is your neighbor's legal responsibility to keep their dog contained. As sad as it is that the dog may have gotten hurt, Brian has more of a case if there's damage to his vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Well, if there's I mean, this got to be a big dog.
Not them countersuing, you know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing. People are, I mean, we had this conversation a week ago on the show of just how people are really, really quick to sue anybody and everybody.
They're trigger happy. They're sue happy. They're all the, they're happy without being happy. You know what I mean?
585-252-9800. You guys know the number. If you can point Brian in the right direction, does he have anything to worry about? Breezy, you hit your neighbor's dog once, right?
It wasn't my neighbor's dog. It was my friend's dog.
Oh, are you guys still friends?
I mean, yeah. No,
you're not.
Not because of that. And it's not that we're not friends. We're just not as close. But I was in high school. And to be fair, like...
Oh, here we go.
And I'm not making excuses, but...
Of course not.
To be fair, I did drive a stick shift. It was kind of hard to drive. Like, it was a whole thing.
You still know how to drive stick?
Of course.
It's impressive. I can't drive stick.
It's like riding a bike.
My father tried. He told me to stop. He made me get out of the car.
My first car was stick. I had that car for like 8 years.
That's pretty good.
I know. So yeah, stick girls for life. But I was backing out and the dog came behind my car. And mind you, my car was also like a matchbox car. So it didn't have a lot of weight to it. It's like it could really do a lot of damage.
It's like a Fiat.
It was a Yaris.
Oh, it's like a mini fridge with wheels.
Literally. And a stick. And they had a huge Bernese Mountain Dog. I think, yeah.
I just picture you in a Toyota Yaris.
Yeah, like so small, tiny stick shift, the whole vibe. And I heard a thunt, and I was like, oh, what was that? And the dog was just like limping away. And I was like, oh my God. So... I obviously had to tell my friend that I like hit her dog, and I think they're fine.
Oh, the dog didn't die.
No, the dog's fine. Like literally, if anything, the car was like more damaged than the dog.
Yeah, if you drive a Yaris, probably.
Like, the dog was actually probably bigger than my car. But no, it was traumatic, obviously, and like these things happen, unfortunately. But I don't know if it's like a sue-worthy thing. If I'm being honest.
Well, that's the first thing. Listen, when you're in the wrong.
Can I just preface by saying I felt really bad? Like, obviously, I'm sure you did. I felt super bad.
How can you not be?
Right.
You hit a dog that belonged to your best friend. I would assume there was some sort of feelings that came up. A lot of people texting in already. Let's go to this person. I worked in insurance for several years. And in most, if not all states, dogs are considered personal property. And if a dog is in a roadway and it's hit by a car, unless there was malice or different circumstances, then the owner of the dog, cat, cow, pig, pet, or livestock would likely be found to be legally liable for the damage.
Like you got in front of my car type of thing?
Yeah. For example, he goes on to say, if your dog jumps your fence and runs into the road, then hit by a car, you would likely be found responsible for the damages. If your house was broken into and that's how the dog got out, then you would likely not be found responsible for the damages.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm kind of confused.
I'm
a little confused.
Lawyers, question mark? If any lawyers are listening.
Yeah. He went on to say, disclaimer, I'm not an attorney.
Yeah.
And I don't work in insurance any longer. The information provided here is based on my personal experience with handling insurance claims.
I think it's just wild because, you know, if your dog gets hit or run over or whatever the case may be, it's such a devastating time for you, especially if your dog ends up passing and now you have to pay because somebody hit your dog. You have to pay the person who hit your dog. Like, I don't know. That's kind of wild to me.
My girlfriend's father, when I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
he was driving down, I don't know where it was. It was like Peck Road or Dean Road, something like that.
Yeah.
Near Spencerport. And he hit a dog that came running out in the middle of the road. Just boom.
Oh.
Dog dies on the spot. Neighbors come out. They're crying. He starts crying because he owns three dogs.
Yeah, distraught.
Yeah. So he goes to try and comfort the dog and he's apologizing. They're like, just go. Get out of here. Just go. That messed him up for like a little while.
When I was younger, my dad had a dog. We were coming home from like getting firewood and all the firewood came tumbling down on my head. So, because he slammed on the brakes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's where the.
Explains a lot.
Yeah, it really does.
Mark says if the dog was out running loose, they don't have a leg to stand on. Do not spend money for an attorney. That's just plain nuts. Christine says, no, you are not responsible. The owner has a duty to have control over their animal. The dog was on your private property and not under the control of the owner when it was hit. Tell them good luck. I agree 100%.
Right.
There's no way this is going to hold up in court. This poor guy goes out, he backs up out of his driveway, and there's a dog that just happens to be standing behind his car. How is that his fault?
Right.
No, your dog has to be on a leash, does it not?
Right. This person says, it doesn't sound like there's much he can do, and the legal process to it is such a massive pain. Strong chance it was just words and not intent.
Yeah, well, they did go out of their way to call the police. What are the police going to do?
I know.
Sorry. Get on the ground! Get on the ground! Like, what the hell are the police going to do?
Feel like go grab the leash.
Lynn says, assuming their dog was not on the leash, and I don't know what the leash laws are for pets in Rochester, but I'm sorry this happened to you. I'm sure you feel horrible enough to have run over the dog. I hope this helps. You have nothing to worry about. Zach says, nope, you're not liable. If the pet owner's responsibility, it's their responsibility to ensure their pet stays on their property or on a leash. The fact they would try and use this as a way to sue or extort you speaks volumes of them. Call the police yourself and file a complaint against them for not keeping the animal on their property.
Right.
This is the wars that go back and forth between the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the drama. And Megan also texts in, you're not liable. You might offer to help them in obtaining a new dog. I would tell them how badly I feel about the loss of the dog. And while you're not legally at fault, that you also love animals and would like to help them purchase another one through their loss. I don't know if the dog died or not. I don't know if that's the case here.
That's really sad. The whole thing is sad, obviously, but...
And you should know, I mean, you grew up with six dogs, one after the other, and then your mother turned them all into taxidermies.
No, I know.
I just don't know. I don't. You know, I've been to your house 2-3 times, and I never made it a point to go into the laundry room to see them on display.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, you're going to have to come by.
I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, you got to come see the shrine.
Oh, yeah, I would love to
it's
do that.
It's a whole vibe.
This was a lot this morning. This was kind of like, you know, hitting a dog with, it's heavy. Thanks it to everyone is. Who weighed in. Why don't we lighten the mood with a dog joke this morning?
Oh.
Anyone have a dog joke? Breeze?
I don't, unfortunately. I can find one, though, if you're willing to wait.
No, that's okay. I have one under my sleeve that my uncle told me a couple of years ago.
Okay.
I hope I do this right. What looks like a dog, eats dog food, lives in a doghouse, and is very dangerous?
A husband.
Well, I was going to say a dog with a machete.
Oh. Right, of course.
I'm crushing it this morning. I'm
right,
actually.
Okay.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.